Miss Nancy Wilson, Merry Christmas and Happy Kwanzaa to you.
Oh, Happy Holidays. How are you?
Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to us. Now, this holiday season, the Jazz 100 Sunday Tradition is focusing on artists who have contributed so many memories to our Christmases throughout the year. I, for one, look forward to every year around Christmas time when I can play your holiday songs like That's What I Want for Christmas and What Are You Doing New Year's Eve.
Uh-huh.
I know it was some time ago when you recorded these tunes, but I've always wanted to know if you had any idea what kind of impact on people that these recordings had. Or did you have a feeling while you were recording them that you were making like Christmas history?
No, not really. I don't think I had that kind of ego that would allow me to do that with anything. But I did, you know, I know that most Christmas songs are by artists who have longevity. They are repeatedly played every year, so that doesn't surprise me, that part, but I don't know about the other part.
Uh-huh. But do you get people coming up to you and telling you that those were some favorite Christmas tunes of theirs?
Well, not really, because I'm really not so much in the public around Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really get an opportunity to, my Christmases are usually at home.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not in the public eye at that point in time.
I see. Now, what is your favorite Christmas song?
Silent Night or All Holy Night.
Silent Night and All Holy Night?
Or All Holy Night, yes.
Okay. Any, and by any particular artist?
No, huh?
You just like those songs, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, have you ever done a Christmas album? I couldn't track
it. No, never an entire Christmas album, huh?
Now, that's unusual. Why is that?
Well, I don't find it. There aren't that many Christmas albums out by artists.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, at the time that I was recording for Capitol, we just never got around to it. And mm-hmm. and being on other labels, I just it's a very minimal amount of time that you would do it. Right now, it wouldn't be the thing to do because I'm re-signing with a label, and I'm only there for like one or two albums. So
mm-hmm.
it's not, I wouldn't want to do a Christmas song since this is the only, you know, I'm only going to do one or two in the next 3 years. I don't want to do that because
mm-hmm.
I did one with Larry Farrell over at Capitol. There are some other songs out there that I have done, but never all in one album.
I see. Miss Wilson, I'm a very big fan of yours, and as far as I'm concerned, you can sing anything, but my most favorite album done by you is an album called I Know I Love Him. Do you recall that album? I'm sure you do.
I have to think about it.
Okay, I can...
Well, can you tell me some of the songs?
Yes,
I know I
of
love
course.
Him is in there. That's a
I was
short.
Telling him about you, the okay. Laughter or the Tears, Don't Misunderstand, Can
don't
I?
Don't Misunderstand, and We Can Make It, Baby.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now, first of all, the album cover is incredibly beautiful. Who did that portrait of you? Do you recall that album cover?
It was a sketch, artist sketch.
Yeah, beautiful.
That I was not happy with.
No?
No.
Why? It was so pretty.
Well, because really he didn't do anything. He just copied some other thing. I really wanted him to really kind of do a, you know, I wanted him to really stretch out a little bit. I thought he really didn't do, it's a nice cover, but I really was expecting more.
I'm surprised to hear you say that because
I thought he just copied a picture up than to do. You know, a painting.
Because when I had access to that album, I bought it a couple of times, and it has gotten away from me. But I used to display it in my house, you know. I mean,
uh-huh.
you know, put it up because it was so incredibly beautiful.
Well, I'd like it. I have nothing wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought that he'd copied something as opposed to doing something original.
Okay. We Can Make It, Baby was one of the big hits from that particular
right.
album. What was your first big hit?
Guess Who I Saw Today.
Guess Who I Saw Today?
It was in the second album, huh?
Okay. Guess Who I Saw Today was on your second album?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, are there any plans on probably releasing that particular album, I Know I Love Him, on CD? Because I would really like to...
I would not have any way of knowing that.
Okay.
That's usually, every now and then, I'll get a letter from Capitol wanting to know if I will talk to some writer, and, like when they re-release all the Gerald Wilson things.
Mm-hmm.
But I have no control over that.
I see. Now, I followed your music throughout your career, and I can tell you have this certain ear for remakes, like you've done Stevie Wonder's All in Love is Fair and Marvin Gaye's Just to Keep You Satisfied,
uh-huh.
the Isley Brothers' Don't Let Me Be Lonely Tonight.
Uh-huh.
Are there certain songs that you feel like you must do?
What happens is I came up during an era when every artist of quality sang quality songs,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, writers weren't singing. And everybody covered the great songs.
Okay.
And I've always done that. And in fact, all of us did at that time. Johnny Mathis and I sang many of the same songs.
Mm-hmm.
It was the tradition, and that was the way songs were made standards.
Uh-huh.
That we've gotten away from that. I kind of miss that today.
You know, I've always thought that if a person is going to redo somebody else's song, you either do it as good as or better than.
Well, and you bring a different quality to
right,
a piece of music. Uh-huh.
And you do a great job on those tunes.
Thank you.
Favorites of mine. Now, I saw you on the Arsenio Hall show last night.
Uh-huh.
You were beautiful and elegant as ever.
Thank you.
Now, that version of Teach Me Tonight and the piano.
Uh-huh.
Now, was that spontaneous, or did you guys rehearse that?
We used to do it all every night.
Okay.
When they were with me.
Oh, they played with you before.
John B. Williams was with me for 10 years.
Okay.
And Michael was with me 5 years.
Oh, so that was like...
Yeah, we just...
Nostalgia there, huh?
Did something we'd done for years and years.
That was great. That was incredibly beautiful. Now, what does Christmas time hold for the Wilson household? What are you guys going to be doing?
Well, it's the Burtons and the Wilsons.
Okay.
My father is in California.
Uh-huh.
And my sisters and their husbands and children and... My children,
How many children do you have, Miss Wilson?
I have three children.
Okay.
My husband, his mother, his sister's coming out for Christmas, so it'll be quite a household.
Mm-hmm. So is there any certain nostalgic things or that you do? I guess you do basically what everybody else does, the dinner and the
mm-hmm.
opening the presents and the whole bit.
Right.
Is there singing?
They sing after dinner on Christmas Eve.
They sing? You don't sing?
Once in a while, usually the kids.
Okay.
It's really an opportunity for the young people to,
that's wonderful.
To show their stuff.
Sounds like my household when my grandmother was alive, because
right.
you know, all of the kids had to gather around the Christmas tree, and even if you couldn't sing, you had to dance or something.
Music room,
yeah.
And they have their little shows they put on for it.
Okay. Was there any Christmas thoughts or you'd like to share with the audience, or anything you'd like to say to the St. Louis listening audience? Before we can let you go here?
Well, you know, up to me, for example, Thanksgiving, I think we had our dinner was about 70, 75 people.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas is a very big, big thing for us. It's a time of year that I've always been able to express my love for Christ. I believe firmly in that. He has been my Savior all along, and I've always praised him for the gift that he's given me.
Mm-hmm.
And Christmas is just a way for me to express that more totally. And I want the St. Louis audience to recognize the fact that Christmas is about love, not necessarily about giving. It's about giving love. It's about being there, holding one another, letting people know you love them. It's reaffirming your belief in God, really.
Absolutely. Thank you, Miss Wilson, for your beautiful contribution to Christmas and your contribution just to the music world. Thank you so much.
Well, I want them to wake up on Christmas morning and just be joyful and have a great, great day. And may the dinner be superb.
Right on. Thank you so much for talking to us.
It's my pleasure.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye.